Here we are with Skylar Akers of Sekman Wrestling out of the 106-pound weight class and a first-time Dream Team member. Skylar, welcome aboard to that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Very good. Very proud of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're voted on by coaches as one of the 10 best wrestlers in the regional radio listening area. So what does that mean to you to have all these coaches vote for you as one of the top 10?
Oof, well, I didn't think I was that good, to be honest with you. I thought I had a few other people better than me. Kind of really learned this information about being on the Dream Team, like, you know, 10 minutes ago. But getting that type of vote and that type of, support from coaches, this other coach from other teams, that's amazing. It just feels great. That got me in a good mood, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I woke you up, so sometimes it's kind of hard to gauge as to what your energy level is going to be like, but you're full force right now, so let's keep that going. Third place at state this year for you. Talk about the season for you and the state tournament.
Season went pretty good, and I think my record was 52-3. It was really good, actually. I felt really into it this season. Last year, freshman year, I did really good, too. I think I ended the season off like a 36-6 record. Happy to bump up that record this year. And I just feel a lot bit looser. There's a lot of summer wrestling past summer. I stayed on the grind. Don't want to lose it because whenever you wrestle in season or people like who are just in season wrestlers, you don't get much better. But I wrestle out of season pretty much every week. It was pretty good. I think I felt a lot better this season. I had a really good season. Maybe it helped me help my grades a lot. If I'm not doing good in wrestling, then I won't be doing good in school. But I'm doing good in school and everything. Just on a good motivation grind, I guess you can tell that.
All right, very cool. Hey, I know you remember who your third place match was against. So kind of take us through who that was and kind of take us through that, how that match went for you.
Well, third place match, who was that against? Against a kid from Lindbergh, I think he was. Really solid wrestler. At districts, I think our final score was 6-2. Kind of mad about that 2 I gave him because I kind of just let up and just stopped wrestling at that point and just gave him that 2. But at state, the final score was 2-0. So I'm kind of disappointed with that. Kind of wanted to get at least a major on him or a good major on him. Get a little bit more points, but that didn't happen. But I still got that dub right there, so I'm pretty proud of myself. I got off the mat and jumped in Moyer's arms, gave him a big hug.
Let's switch subjects a little bit. Before we turn on this interview, you were talking about your love of food. So give me your top three meals that you like to munch on.
All right, so this is going to sound really bad for a wrestler, all right? This is like the worst wrestler diet in the world. Love McDonald's. You should go to McDonald's after duels and stuff. Give me a caramel frappuccino and some McChickens. Love me some McChickens. That's my number one food. I think my number two and three have to be because my mom, she makes the best type of food. She makes these things called cheesecake brownies. It's like a brownie with cheesecake in the middle of it, and on top of that, another brownie. It's the best thing in the world. Best thing. And then she makes these things called magic cookie bars. Oh. To die for. I have the worst diet in the world, but I love food. I love food and I love wrestling, but, you know, and I'm not starting to diet anytime soon, I can tell you that. Love food too much.
Oh, man, that's too good. You and I were also talking before this interview about where you might go next year in terms of your weight class, and you're thinking about the 113, right?
Yeah, I'm 100% going 113. 120, I'll do good at 120. I'll most likely place a state at 120. But I don't think I can get first or even really second at 120. But at 113 spot, I think I can easily, not easily, but I think I can work my way to that first place spot. And that's my goal next year, to be state champ. At 120, I don't think that's going to happen. So I want to secure that spot for that, holding that bracket up in front of everybody at the Amesha State. That's the goal right there.
All right, very cool. Hey, I don't think I mentioned this at the top, but you're just a sophomore, so you got ample time to really work on your craft.
Yeah.
Hey, throw a little shout out to some people that you want to thank for getting you to where you are.
Moyer, a lot. Moyer helps with a lot of my moves, and he makes sure I perfect them. I'd also like to thank my boy Devin Hag. He's our sort of like fill-in for varsity if I'm wrestling up a weight class, and I'm always practicing with him. And personally, helping somebody get better at wrestling, because Devin Hag's already a great wrestler, but I think me and a lot of other kids helping build him up, and me believing in myself that I can't mess up, because if I mess up, that's going to have Devin help mess up. I want him to be a great wrestler, too, so that gives a lot of motivation for me to get better. And mainly, these are my two biggest shout-outs, is my off-season coach, Doug and Bill. Doug and Bill, they're the best guys you would ever meet. You can talk to them, and they'll always say, hey, I know every coach in the country. And you're like, ah, no, you're just playing. Now, we went to Virginia Beach, the past week, and he's walking down the hallways, everything, all the coaches in the country. Hey, what's up, Bill? What's up, Doug? The best thing in the world. And them personally, as like, just their personalities, the best thing you'll ever see in somebody. They'll always help you with anything. Like, I'm going to church with them for Easter and everything, and they're always there for me, and I'll make sure I do my best in wrestling. They'll still always be there. There's some great guys right there.
Hey, very cool, very cool. One more thing before I let you go, Skyler. Since we were talking about food earlier, give me your best food comparison to wrestling. Food to wrestling. What's your best example there?
Huh. See, I don't know. All food, I guess. But my dad always says food tastes a lot better when you win. You know what I mean? Like, pizza's good, but what's better than regular pizza? Championship pizza. So if I win, like, a national title somewhere, or I win a really big match, that pizza's going to taste a lot better if I win that match than if I lose that match. So I think any food compared to wrestling is pretty much the same comparison. Just, you know, winning those matches makes that food about equal. So I don't know. Winning those matches, it helps a lot. All food is good. Got to give a shout-out to all food.
Yeah, I'm sure all food appreciates it.
Yeah, all food does.
Hey, Skyler, hey, it was fun talking to you, man. Congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete. Anything else you want to say?
Not really. Just, like, they need to fix the Netflix servers. That's about it. It's a little bit broken.
Well, that's no one's gonna. That's not us. We're not going to help you out there, that's for sure.
Oh, dang.
I know. Sorry, man. But, hey, enjoy the rest of your spring break, and thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Skyler Akers, Sacman wrestler, first-time Dream Team athlete, only a sophomore, room to grow. He's going to go up to 113 next year. We'll see where he is after next season. But a great state tournament run for Skyler Akers, third place at state in the 106, joining us today on his Dream Team interview.